Start this music thing on Lori Grassi. L-O-R-I. Lori. L as in Lancy. L-O-R-I. Grassi. G-R-A-C-I. G as in George. G-R-A-C-I. Grassi. Date of birth is 8-8-56. Date of visit 10:30:25. Please make copy for Richard Parts, M.D. Richard R.I.C.H.A.R.D. Parts, P.O.T.T.S. P as in Paul. Richard Parts, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Lori Grassi for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a 6'9" female who has a past history of COPD and history of non-small cell lung cancer. Status post left upper lobectomy. In 10/18. Was found to have a new right lung nodule. Diagnosed to be recurrence of the non-small cell lung cancer and underwent radiation therapy and chemo. The patient developed immunotherapy-induced colitis. She was treated with steroids and then discontinued immunotherapy. She has also been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, which she uses at night. Patient underwent a recent PET CT, which she states is negative for recurrence, but we do not have the copy here. The patient denies weight loss, fevers, fatigues, denies hemoptysis, but has an occasional cough and mild wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post lobectomy and status post radiation therapy for recurrent right lung CA and chemoimmunotherapy period. The patient had pneumonia in the past, hypothyroidism, and a history of atrial fibrillation. She has hyperlipidemia and anxiety. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Quit in 2018. Alcohol used twice a week. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, family history. Father died of colon cancer. One brother died of colon cancer. Mother died of COPD. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no glaucoma, cataracts, she does have vertigo and hoarseness and shortness of breath with wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest pains, arm pain, or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. She has no urinary symptoms, no hay fever. She has easy bruising. And she has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. She had memory loss and denied skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs, PRN. Paroxetine, 10 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID. Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign of the citrus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 116 over 70. Pulse is 97. Respirations are 18. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 134. Saturation 96. HGND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Thing is, my throat is injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds to the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex in the 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are mostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD. Number 2 is history of lung cancer. Number 3, number 2 is history of non-small cell lung cancer. Status post left upper lobectomy and history of chemoimmunotherapy. Number 4 is recurrent right lung cancer. And number 4 is atrial fibrillation, chronic. And number 5, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CT chest. Also advised to continue Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. And Ventolin HFA inhaler, two puffs, QID, PRN. I advise to come back for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Richard Potts, M.D., P-O-T-T-S, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.